theft is not something Alproprium does, it's something it is. It only survives on the basis of theft, taking what is the Lord's and claiming it as its own. And the reason for that is because what we take for ourselves is an appearance. It's not real in the sense that the Lord alone is real. And the only life we have is what the Lord gives us. So we are receptacles of life. We don't have life in ourselves. And only a belief that you have life in yourself can lead to theft or a breaking of any of the commandments. It all flows from believing that the feeling that you have life in yourself is how the situation actually is. And divine revelation teaches that it's not the case, that you do not have any existence apart from the Lord. And that's a really difficult thing for us to grasp because we believe that feeling to be an accurate picture of how it actually is. So the proprium only has existence because it claims what is not its own to itself. It appropriates what is another to itself. Like if you look at more from a psychological point of view, you know, we identify with things. And when those things come under threat, we respond in a way as if it was us under threat, because we have totally identified with the thing as ourself. You know, that happens all the time. This is why ideologies get hold of the mind and you get tribal kind of responses and all this, because people are identified with it as if it is themselves. They believe it to be themselves. And in a religious setting, we claim that we have the truth and that others should comply. That self-righteousness, that has to be exposed. If it's not exposed, we are bound in that prison and we will live in the misery of it, of always being right or having to force our point of view or whatever it happens to be, whatever way it manifests. And so the cup and the silver is the truth that the Lord has given. And the shock that it's there is the shock of us coming to realize that we have engaged in that theft. The other thing I was going to just point out is that in this text, it talks about how theft is associated with attributing good and truth to oneself. So that's one level of it or one aspect of it. But in a sense, theft is also attributing negative states to oneself. So, you know, there's the heaven and hell passage, which talks about if people only knew how it actually is that all good and truth flow in from heaven and all evil and falsity from the hells, then they wouldn't take either on as their own. It's subtle, but the theft on one level has to do with attributing what is good and true, which is merit and self-righteousness. That's what comes out of that. Or what is evil and false, which is self-deprivation, all of that kind of stuff that's social negative states that are associated with that. But if you think about good and truth isn't just something from the Lord, it is the Lord. So when you start thinking about it in those terms, then it becomes a bit of a ridiculous idea that you could steal it in that sense. So it comes back to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and believing that the feeling that you have life in yourself is true and not an appearance. That is the theft. All trouble within the human condition flows from that point, believing the feeling that you have life in yourself is real, because it immediately closes you off from the Lord, because the Lord cannot be in that, because it's just not true. It's just not true. So if we're going around living from that belief, makes it very difficult for the Lord to be present with us. So ultimately, the core of theft from the Lord is not believing ourselves to be an appearance, but believing it to be real. And if that belief sits at our center, then we have to keep proving that that is the case. And the way we do that is by claiming what is another's as our own, that evil and falsity or good and truth arise from within me. So this is what this is bringing this back to. Self-examination is the bringing of the sacks down off the asses and opening it and investigating what's in there, right down to the sensory level, which in terms of, from a logopraxis point of view, this has to do with having the exteriors of the word, the letter of the word, brought into a form whereby what is interior can be held in our awareness on the lowest level. So this is what's going on here. This is moving right down into that sensory realm, which is a real struggle because it's the sensory realm where we feel the life is our own. So we need divine revelation to point out that that is not the case, because there is no way any human mind can discover that for itself. It just cannot discover that. So one of the things that stood out for me from that is the Christian religion is about saving the self, personal salvation. The new church, or what the word teaches, is that we're being saved from ourself. And it's a very subtle, but it's very different. It's very different. It's a very different thing. And it's only as we are saved from ourself, from believing ourself to be real, that we acquire a true sense of self, which is the heavenly proprium. So divine revelation is needed to point out what the real situation is. And so we always come back to, in simple terms, we come back to the question, will I believe what the Lord says is true, or do I believe what appearances are telling me is true? And you need those principles instilled within the mind in order to make those kind of discriminations. And so this work is about putting us in front of that constantly. And that's why there's the struggle. The struggle will always lead back to a belief that I hold that myself is not an appearance, but something real. It always comes back to that.